Hello and welcome to Back Chat, your podcast all about scoliosis, yoga and back care. My name is Christine Jaregi-Berry. I'm a yoga teacher, creator of the Yoga Berry Yoga for Scoliosis community and YouTube channel, and this show is all about supporting you on your scoliosis journey. So if you're looking for practical advice and inspiration on how to manage the condition with yoga and movement, then you're in the right place. Have you ever had one of these days where your body with scoliosis just kind of feels different? So maybe one day you feel amazing, you feel super balanced and everything is well. And then the next day, maybe you're feeling really twisted, maybe you're feeling achy, you're feeling a bit stiff and you completely feel uneven. That could be, you know, what does that mean, feeling uneven? That could mean, for example, your clothes are not sitting quite right. Maybe one shoulder feels higher than the other. Have you ever had these moments when like one of the straps of your tops is just kind of sliding down all the time? And then you start to wonder, obviously, are things actually getting worse? What's happening? I didn't have this yesterday. Why have I got this today? So today we're going to be talking about this, why your body can feel so different with scoliosis from one day to the next. What is actually going on and what are maybe some of the things that we can do to help ourselves? So if you are just joining us in the chat, you are very, very welcome. It's lovely to see you here live. I can see a few of you tuning in right now. Feel free to use the chat if you want to join the conversation, if it's safe for you to do and you're not driving or anything like that. I would love to hear what you experience maybe with the body, maybe feeling different from one day to the next. Good, lovely. I can see some of you joining in. Laura is saying hi from frozen Buenos Aires. Yes, we have just been going through a major heat wave here in Europe. Probably going to go through another one now. It seems to be heading that way. But then, yeah, poor Laura is in frozen Buenos Aires right now. So really lovely to see you all joining in. And let's kind of go straight into it. So why does your body not feel the same? Well, there's obviously lots of influences that will have an impact apart from your spine, right? Apart from your scoliosis. So what are some of these days? What are some of these things? One of them could be, what have you been doing the day before? What have you been doing? What was kind of your dominant activity throughout the last few days? What have you been doing this morning, for example? How long have you actually been sitting or standing? Sometimes kind of we're quick sometimes to blame things on one movement, one thing going wrong. But what are all these other things that we're doing most of the time or not doing most of the time? Sleep quality. So how much have you been sleeping? How well have you been sleeping? Do you feel rested when you wake up in the morning? How much stress do you have? And, you know, stress can mean a lot of different things. A feeling of maybe being overwhelmed, a feeling of there's lots of things to do. It can be emotional stress. It can be mental stress. Fatigue is one of these things. I think nowadays we are so bombarded with information all the time. Everything is going quicker and quicker. Everything is going kind of shorter and shorter. The attention span is getting really, really short of people. And that makes us tired, right? It's mentally, I think most of us are mentally exhausted. And then with scoliosis, obviously, and we're going to get into this, we've got the being physically exhausted, right? So just a matter of standing up can be exhausting. And then we've got things like hormonal changes. So most of us with scoliosis are female, and we do go through a lot of hormone changes during our life. So obviously, this will also have an impact on how we're feeling and how we're feeling in our bodies, how we're feeling physically as well. And then obviously the other one is to ask yourself, how much have you actually moved and what are kind of the things that you've been doing for general maintenance? So your scoliosis might not actually be changing, is what I'm trying to say. It certainly doesn't change from day to day, but how your body is responding is really, really important. And that's really what matters here. And everything that is happening around it is the important thing to bear in mind. This is why, I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant here. This is why when people kind of promise quick fixes, and I have seen this on social media, I don't know if you guys have seen this, and there is an x-ray, there's a before and after x-ray, and it's within 1 hour, I can guarantee you nothing has changed about this spine, right? There's no way a scoliosis, even with the most amazing amount of exercises, will have actually changed in that 1 hour. What has changed is how your body responds or how it kind of copes with your scoliosis. That's all. So that's my little rant over for this. It bothers me when I see this on social media, because it kind of it does kind of imply that we need to be fixed somehow and that this can be done in 1 hour. So there you go. That's my little rant over for this. So what are some of the things that we might be seeing? So you feel free to let me know what you feel in your body that might be feeling different from one day to the other. So I'm thinking, for example, of, and I kind of touched on it beforehand, is the way that clothes sit on your body. So one day it can be absolutely fine, but then on another day you've got like that one strap that is sliding down all the time. You might feel that like your bra doesn't quite fit on one side. Everything feels kind of a little bit twisted. And what I sometimes find is I've got this top which has got the scoliosis spine on there. So it's got an S-curve scoliosis spine on there. And I'm doing things. And even if I'm just kind of sitting here and kind of moving, on some days, that spine will all of a sudden be on the side of my body because I am kind of making lots of movements in just one direction, and it just kind of slowly wanders around depending on the type of activity that I'm doing. What else? It could be kind of the shoulders and carrying a bag, for example. Sometimes it feels really strenuous to carry something on one side, but then on the other day it might be completely fine. Balance is another thing, right? Have you ever noticed, and especially maybe those of you who are in the Shine membership and who are practicing yoga consistently, do you notice that sometimes your balance is amazing and then sometimes it's just off and we don't know why, right? It's not going to be because all of the sudden your muscles have disappeared. It doesn't work like that. But there is obviously something else going on. Another thing I've written down is kind of the wearing of the shoes, and I don't think that changes from day to day, but it certainly you might notice that if you look at some shoes that are well worn, that you've worn for a long period of time, and you look at the soles, you look at the underneath, and you see maybe the right foot the right shoe looks completely different from the left shoe. So this is something quite unique, basically, for scoliosis that is happening. And then the other thing is sometimes the walking as well, right? If you are going for a walk, maybe you notice your arm swing. And I would encourage, if you haven't ever noticed this, to look out for that. Does one arm kind of swing more than the other one? So this is a really, really, really good sign to look out for something that might not be completely balanced. And it's just something to be aware of. And we're going to get into this, what it is that we actually want to do when we notice some of these things. So the other thing is sometimes people notice, especially when you look at photographs of yourself, right? Because a lot of us, we don't really see it so much when we look in the mirror, but then when we see a picture of us, we can actually be sometimes quite surprised. And if you've ever been a little bit shocked by what you see in a photograph, just know that you're not alone, especially if you see a picture of your back, if you see yourself from the back and you're like, oh, I did not realize how uneven I actually am because I don't feel like this. So there is this kind of disconnect sometimes in how we feel and what is actually happening. And that can go the other way around as well, right? You can also feel really, really uneven, and people telling you or health professionals telling you there's nothing wrong with you. You might have a very, very mild scoliosis, nothing to worry about. You actually look really even overall. So it does go both ways. But the feeling of being imbalanced is still there. So there is obviously still something. And that is just the way that your body responds to scoliosis. And what I find very interesting is, and I'm trying to think of who has also told me this before. And since they told me, I've kind of been paying attention to it a little bit more, that people who have been diagnosed with scoliosis early on in life, so as a child or a teenager, even if they have a very pronounced, let's say a severe scoliosis over 50 degrees, they often don't have any pain. Very often, yeah, they might have obviously feelings of being imbalanced, but they don't have a lot of pain. Whereas people who have been diagnosed later on in life, so let's say, definitely as adults, maybe in or just after menopause, and it might just be very mild or smaller scoliosis, they have a lot of pain and they have a lot of those kind of sensations of being imbalanced. So it does not always have, it's not directly correlated to the exact severity of the Cobb angle, let's say. It doesn't necessarily have something to do with how severe your scoliosis is or where exactly in the spine the scoliosis is. It's more how your body actually copes with the scoliosis and how it responds to scoliosis. Good. So I'm going to pause here for a moment and just give you kind of a chance to let me know if there's anything that you might be feeling that is kind of unique maybe, or that you feel that is happening in your body, but that people don't always quite understand. Sometimes it's difficult to explain to people that don't have scoliosis what exactly is happening and what exactly it feels like. So let's talk about standing and let's talk about walking, because these are kind of types of things that we do every day, first of all, hopefully. And there are always things that come up for people as being really difficult. And they shouldn't be, right? Because if we're saying like, oh, standing, you know, everybody can stand walking. Why is this so difficult? But if we think about this, if we have this curvature that goes maybe one way and then the other way, or maybe you just have one kind of big C-shaped curve, it is going to transfer, it's shifting where your body weight is. So it's already kind of, it's pulling the body out of alignment, basically. And your muscles are very clever. They will adapt around this. So some of them will be kind of having to work a little bit harder to hold yourself upright. Some of them might have to shorten. Some might have to lengthen a little bit more. They adapt around the body. But all of this adaptation takes energy, and it takes a lot of work for the muscles, right? If everything is kind of completely stacked up, there's a sense of effortlessness. It doesn't take a lot of effort for the body if it's completely aligned. And we know this especially about forward head position. So the further your head is out of alignment, the more pressure there is into the neck and the shoulders. And that kind of adds weight. And there are, I wish I had looked this up just before. It does add any millimeter forward adds this amount of pressure and weight onto the neck and shoulders. So that is the same thing if we're looking at the sideward curvature, obviously, as well. It puts the body under more strain and more pressure. So obviously, this can be really exhausting, and this can feel really, really tiring. Basically, standing upright is hard work. That's really what it is, because your body all the time has to compensate. Good. So Laura is saying, when being already adults, our body compensates the curve. Is it better to try to modify that in order to reduce curves? So already adults, meaning we're not growing anymore, right? The curve is what it is. Yes, your body compensates. So modify, I'm guessing you're meaning finding better alignment, right? That's what I'm reading from this, right? So we have this element of your scoliosis, your spine is in a certain shape, but then you also have this element of your muscles adapting around it, right? But then those muscles will pull you further into your scoliosis curve. You also get used to, your brain kind of gets used to that imbalance. And there's the danger of you kind of being pulled further into the scoliosis pattern. So there's a benefit, and I call this resetting, of rebalancing yourself. Not so much in order to reduce the curve. Yes, maybe it will reduce the curve a little bit, but more with the goal of your body functioning better. So dealing better with the curve, rather than being kind of in this kind of constant gripping and tightening situation and almost being in this alert state all the time because it's trying to deal with scoliosis, but kind of rebalancing so that you can move better and that you can feel better. And then yes, if this reduces the curve along the way, then great. But I wouldn't make this as the goal. Okay, I have mild scoliosis right side thoracic, but why my right side shoulder is lower than the left and right oblique area curve more compared to the left? Can I even my shoulders? It's mild scoliosis. So I don't know your specific case, obviously. I would look at the overall pattern, right? I would look at everything that's going on, and you're already noticing quite a lot of things, which is great. If it's mild scoliosis, it's very likely that a lot of it can be corrected in a way, because it might just be the muscles that have kind of pulled you in a certain direction. And, you know, this could be due to an injury that you might have had that you've been kind of dealing with for long periods of time. It could be through a lot of one-sided activity. It could be obviously all sorts of different things that have led you to this kind of particular pattern. So this is obviously a way. So your right shoulder is lower than the left. Right waist, I'm getting it, is more curved to the left. So there seems to be a little bit of a collapse into that right side. That's what I'm reading here for this. So I would kind of notice this, first of all, in different situations, when you're sitting, when you're standing, when you're walking, what exactly is happening. And then we can start to address this, obviously, and looking at creating a little bit more balance. So Debbie is saying, when I get out of the shower, I can't even look at myself. My body looks crooked. I was diagnosed with scoliosis when I was 12 years old. I had no pain. I will be 70 this year. I do have pain. Yes, so this obviously can change. And a lot of times we kind of go through life. And this is another pattern I sometimes see with adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. Teenagers diagnosed as a teenager, maybe had a brace, maybe just some physiotherapy like myself. Then you kind of don't want to hear anything about scoliosis. You go through your life. You do not have any pain. Everything is fine. And then you hit your 50s and then all of a sudden, things are kind of going downhill and then you're starting to develop pain. So that's another kind of pattern that sometimes comes up where it's like there's never any problems and then all of a sudden there are problems, right? So why is this happening all of a sudden? Is the scoliosis getting worse? Well, there is obviously an element of aging. So there is general dehydration of the muscles, of the tissues, of the bones going on. And then it becomes more difficult for the body to deal with this imbalance. So this is why, really, this is why you need to kind of, and I've been doing this for a very, very long time. I started practicing yoga in my 20s. My practice has very much changed over the years of the things that I do, but it's always been not even that I'm kind of forcing myself to do something. It's necessary, right? It's like brushing my teeth, right? It is kind of part of my daily routine because if I don't, then I know I will end up in pain. So, and I think this becomes more and more important. When you're younger, you can get away with a lot of things, right? You can get away. We know this from maybe drinking alcohol. You can get away with a lot when you're younger. When you're getting a bit older, you can't, right? You don't cope with these things so well. So it's the same with scoliosis. It does become a little bit more difficult, but if you get yourself in a good routine of maintenance, you can absolutely avoid this as well. Good. So I have a small hump, only appears in forward bend. How to decrease it? Yes. So the hump will always, that's just mechanics. When you're bending forwards, so when you're flexing your spine, you're rounding your spine, it's also rotating. That's why it appears, this hump, right? This is why when we're thinking about our movement practice, we don't do a lot of kind of rounding the spine, because every time we do, we also twist. So we always think about how can we create more length? How can we create more elongation of the spine to take that bend? And it's a sign of rotation. That's the way to get it out. So think of elongation. That's the easiest way. You can also think of it as, right, there is a hump there, so there's overstretched long muscles. What's happening on the other side of that, right? So did you say, it's probably thoracic, I think it is. Yes, right side thoracic. Okay, so it appears here. What's happening to the tissues here at the front on the right side? Most likely, they are kind of, maybe there's a lot of tension, maybe there's tightness, maybe, they're definitely short. So we think about how can we create more space on that other side of the hump to open it up. And that's going to help. It's not going to disappear completely, even though with your case, I don't know, obviously, because you said it's mild. We cannot change the shape of the bones and the rib cage, definitely, but you can absolutely create more balance and evenness. Balance, yeah. Good. I've done an X-ray. It's a right thoracic, right side dominant, left side is weak. Yes, I would also be a little bit careful with the strong side and the weak side. And again, if you've been working me for a while, you know this, right? It depends on what exactly you're doing. I bet that it's your left side is not always weak. It depends on what you're doing, right? Scoliosis is a 3D condition. So it's the sides, but it's also the front and the back. So let's not judge too quickly that one side is weaker than the other. Okay, Debbie's saying, I have to move my right side towards the left to look straight. This is one of the adjustments that we practice actually as well, is to think about, can we simply think about bringing the rib cage over the hips? It sounds very easy. It's not. Right? Especially if you have a lot of tightness and there isn't a lot of movement. And it's really worth practicing this in front of the mirror, because it's a difficult one to feel. And when you practice these things in front of the mirror, you can look at yourself and you can start to kind of match up what you're feeling and what you're seeing as well. Okay, Maria is asking, would you recommend stretching on the bar? So what do you mean exactly by stretching on the bar? Do you mean like so we sometimes do a half downward dog where the hands are on the bar and we walk the feet back to elongate, to lengthen the spine? Or do you mind hanging? Is that what you mean? Hanging on the bar, dangling from like a pull-up bar or something. So if you can just clarify this. So is strength training and the gym always counterproductive? No, I would not say that at all. Okay, so you are talking about hanging. Yes, great questions, by the way. I love it. No, it's not counterproductive. It is important, but what I would say is that people sometimes make the mistake of just focusing on how much weight they can they can lift, basically, and trying to get through the machines too quickly rather than learning about their alignment. Because when you're just kind of adding weights and strengthening on top of your pattern, you're just reinforcing it, basically. So there needs to be a little bit of, there needs to be some adjusting, there needs to be awareness when you do your strengthening. This is why I always would recommend for anyone really to do Pilates first before you kind of go into strength training. And even if it's not your thing, take a few Pilates classes, learn about your alignment, you know, what are the things that you specifically need to do, and then see if you can translate this into what you're doing in the gym. So it's kind of a yes and no answer, isn't it? So it can be counterproductive if you're just kind of reinforcing your pattern. But remember, any exercise is better than no exercise. So we do like the strengthening. Hanging can be useful. I'm actually working on this myself at the moment, but that is because I have done quite a lot of shoulder support and strengthening. And Maria, it sounds like you're obviously also doing that. So if you were hyper flexible, hyper mobile, I would say don't be hanging from a bar, right? That's, your shoulders are not going to be happy with this. But if you have a good amount of support, then that can actually be really useful because it's adding some traction, because the gravity is kind of pulling you down. That can add some lengthening, which can feel really, really good in terms of creating space as well. Good. So actually, I'm 21, and last year after clearing every stage, I got medical out from Army Medical Corps, only basis of visual alignment. They don't check any bend tests, so I just want to equal both shoulders. Okay, so I'm trying to understand. So they accepted you or they didn't accept you? They didn't check for scoliosis, but you're just kind of concerned about the look, right, of making sure both shoulders are even. Okay, and you have done an x-ray as well. Yeah, so there's a lot of things that you can do, right? Again, think about so when one shoulder is higher than the other, I would kind of look further down in the body. Where might this be coming from, right? Where is this? Is this coming from? This might be coming from the legs, from the ankles, could be coming from the hips, could be coming from the lumbar spine, could be coming from the thoracic spine. So you want to kind of work your way up. I would definitely go and see someone like an osteopath as well. They can be really, really useful in kind of assessing some of those patterns and kind of seeing where is your problem area? Where is it exactly coming from? Good. So they didn't do any Adams test. Just one to even shoulder and both obliques. Equal. Yes, I mean, you know, we're always chasing perfection, right? I think nobody, we can't get out of this, right? And it's very, very difficult. And we see lots of perfect images on social media of beautiful people all the time. Nobody is completely symmetrical, right? Nobody is completely symmetrical. I do understand. And, you know, I'm obviously, if I look at myself and I see, oh, I'm really uneven, yes, of course, I would prefer it not being that way. But I think we kind of have to stop chasing perfection. And it's more about, you know, where is this? What is the cause of this? What is happening? Because you can forever kind of think about, oh, I need to bring up one shoulder higher than the other. Most likely it's the problem is not your shoulder. Most likely that's just a result of whatever else is going on in your body. Good. Debbie's saying you have so many videos. I have been doing back pain video and evening video. Is it okay if I rotate between back pain video and do morning video also? Yes. And I am a fan of a variety of movements, right? Because whatever you do, if you're just doing three exercises every single day for long periods of time, your body will get used to it and they will not have the same effect anymore. You do need variety. And it's really, really important for your brain-body connections, for your proprioception, it's called, for how you move around space. You do need to do things that are unfamiliar. In the beginning, it can be really useful just doing the same video over and over again until you become really kind of familiar with it, especially if you're like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm doing this right. But I am, yes, I am a fan of rotating things, absolutely. And I think I sent you some video suggestions as well, didn't I, Debbie? I'm not quite sure now, but I feel like I did. If not, feel free to reach out and then I can see if there's anything I can suggest for you as well. And this is something I do for my Shine members. If they're in the membership, they can let me know what their goals are, what they're dealing with at the moment, and then I will give you some video suggestions from the membership. Good. So I just want to say what I wanted to. Time is running away, isn't it? One thing we want to avoid, let's get kind of quickly into this. What can we do instead? What doesn't work, and I kind of touched upon it already, is like just holding yourself in, you know, like standing in front of the mirror. Can I bring my shoulder up? You know, can I do this? Can I do that? And then what, right? I see this as a practice, right? You're practicing that alignment, but then you let go of it. Right, you don't try to hold it all the time, because all that does is just kind of creating more tension. Your body responds so much better to movement than to holding a fixed position. Good. So what does help, and I think you'll enjoy this, obviously, is, well, we've already, Debbie kind of led us into this already, a variety of movement is, that's what's going to help you. Strength training, especially if you're concerned about unevenness of shoulder, I've given you a few things already to look out for where it's coming from. If you can find a osteopath, even a massage therapist sometimes, especially if you've got mild scoliosis, they will be able to determine what are those problem areas? What is kind of pulling you in this particular pattern? Strength training, strengthening will help. So especially if you're thinking about I do like things up over the head if you don't have a spinal fusion, because that also adds an element of lengthening and elongation. But anything, any kind of type of upper body strengthening, your plank, for example. And then if you want to get really specific, have somebody kind of take a picture of you in that plank. Do you also carry your pattern into your exercise? Good. The other thing you want to do is obviously you want to keep up your mobility work. You want to keep moving. Recovery is a really, really important thing. If you're thinking about, you know, creating more balance and making sure we're not feeling so uneven all the time or even looking uneven, sometimes the difference between looking like this and looking like this is a good night's sleep, right? I'm not saying sleep fixes everything. One thing I hear quite a lot with scoliosis is that people say, well, I do sleep. I just move around all the time and I don't feel rested. In that case, what I would say is, can we separate resting from sleep? So can we add a little bit of restorative yoga, relaxation, in a position that is supported, that is creating more symmetry rather than in your sleep? You might be moving around, you might be sleeping like this, you might be sleeping on your side. It's not always going to be completely perfect the way that you sleep, which is fine, but then separate the physical rest from the sleep. Good. So Debbie is saying, yes, you did send me some videos. Good. I also have your book and do some of those routines. Good. Yes. That's a great, great place to start. And you have quite a few different options there. And I think once you get into a habit of practicing, and Debbie, correct me if I'm wrong, but I bet you have your favorites already. I don't know how long you've been practicing. But relatively quickly, we find the things that make us feel better or that make us feel more even, that are that help us create a little bit more balance. Good. Some other things that you could do, obviously, if you have tension, let's talk about kind of tension and tightness that might be one-sided, is things like heat. For if it's anything muscular, that's always where I would start. I would start with heat. If it's anything to do with a joint, it tends to be ice to reduce inflammation. But anything muscular, my kind of first go-to thing would be heat. So even hot water bottle, those heat patches, heat cream, whatever you've got can be really, really useful. Adding support and cushions. If you know you're going to sit for a long period of time, then make sure you've got enough support, right? Give all the cushions, you know, whatever you've got. If you need to support yourself with a back brace or anything like that, it's for short periods of time. But you know you're going to be stuck in this position for a while, then make sure you have all of that around you. Good shoes is another one. This is something where I should really be taking my own advice because I know that my feet are kind of, they're really pronating if I don't pay attention. So I now have to kind of make sure I do wear good shoes and I buy new shoes regularly, so that I don't kind of collapse into those inner arches, which is then having a whole effect on the rest of the body as well. Good. And then we can talk about pain, other pain management, obviously, as well. You know, this is kind of, I'm not a doctor or anything. So I would never tell you to use kind of medication. This is obviously something you need to discuss with your health professional. But for me, if the trade-off is I'm not going to sleep or I'm taking the painkillers, I would take the painkillers and make sure I get a good night's sleep. So in my opinion, that is much more important. Obviously, we don't want to kind of get used to them and we don't want to take them all the time, but temporarily that can definitely be a good solution as well. Good. So we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for what can we do to create more balance, and what can we do kind of on a daily basis almost to look after ourselves a little bit better, because this is a long game, I'm afraid. So it's going to be there. Definitely if you've been diagnosed with structural scoliosis, it's not going to magically disappear, I'm afraid. If you have more of a functional scoliosis, you have a much better chance. Functional meaning it's only the muscles that are affected. But if your spine has been that way for a long time, it's more about how can we optimize what we've got and how can we make the best out of the bodies that we've been given. And 99% of the time, there is something that we can do. There's always something that we can improve. Good. So I've been running out of time again. But yeah, great discussions as always. Thank you so much for all your comments. We do have a workshop for C-curves coming up. I'm going to put it in the chat. This is actually the first time I'm running this one. And we've done S-curve workshops in the past. S-curve with, usually it's a right thoracic left lumbar curve that people might have. C-curve, simply meaning that you've got one larger curve that kind of takes you more over more to one side than the other. And we're going to look at compensations. We're going to be looking at how your body is kind of coping with that C-shape scoliosis, and some looking at some exercises and some things that we can do, obviously, to find some better alignment. Good. So thank you so much, everyone. Really lovely to have a chat with you, with those of you who were here online. And as always, feel free to let me know if there's anything you want me to discuss in any of the future back chats. And I'll see you very soon. Bye, guys.
I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, I would be super grateful if you could leave me a 5-star rating and review, which will help me to create lots more amazing content. If you have any questions or suggestions, reach out to me on Instagram at yogaberry.scoliosis or visit my website at www.yogaberry.net.